Blog Talk Radio.
All right. This is Elder G. Bazaar coming to you from Warren, Ohio. This is Watchman on the Wall, End Time Global Link Ministry. This is about Jesus Christ, nobody but Jesus Christ. He is coming again to judge the world in righteousness, and the world is not looking for him to come. Amen. They're looking for a superpower Antichrist to come. The world wants the Antichrist to come because they don't want to talk about judgment or anything. They don't want to talk about sins. This Antichrist will not regard anything to do with righteousness. He will totally be an epitome of Satan himself. He is a man. He is a man that's alive today. Amen. We're going to get in some stuff today. Amen. That will shock you. You see what's going on behind the scene, because Satan is working 24/7, 24 hours a day, 52 weeks a year, 365 days out of a year. Satan is on the prowl. He's planning to take over the world, and he's going to do it to a certain length of time, but he will start off on an easy go. First 3.5 years of the tribulation period will be something that the people are looking for. They're looking for peace. They're looking for a superhero. They're looking for somebody to straighten out this world. And this Antichrist is going to be amused, amen, by the world. The world is going to fall in love with this man. This man is alive today. And we're going to get into it. But before we get into it, we want you to bow your heads. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. We ask you right now, by your love and your mercy, that you will use, amen, your word, use your Holy Spirit. Let it speak to me that I may speak to your people in these last and evil days. Let them know the time is far spent. The day is going down. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is coming soon, very soon. And we want many as we can to come on in to the fold and know Jesus Christ for yourself, because without Christ in your life, without repenting of your sins and turning to Jesus Christ and believing that he died and rose again, he's coming back to get a church without a spark or wrinkle. You must be born again. You cannot go to heaven unless absolutely be born again. In other words, you must be impregnated by the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is God himself through Jesus Christ. When Christ died on the cross, he opened up a fountain that's filled with blood that flows from Emmanuel's vein. If the sinner fall beneath the flood, he'll lose all his guilty stain. And I'm here to tell you, a lot of people think they can get to heaven without accepting Christ, but you can't do it. It's impossible. Nobody has ever done it. Nobody will ever do it. Because Jesus told Nicodemus, ye must be born again. You must be born of the water and of the Spirit of God before you can enter in the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is what? Not eating and drinking and partying. The kingdom of God is the Holy Ghost, peace, love, and joy. That's the kingdom of God. When you receive, amen, salvation through Jesus Christ, you receive the love of God in your heart that you can love everybody. For God so loved the world. Listen, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. This is 2021. Amen. July the 17th, I think. Amen. This is almost the middle of July. Before you know it, July will be over. But here we have a situation now in the land. Israel is on notice. Amen. The nations of the world is trying to eliminate the Jewish people. Every nation on this planet is trying to eliminate the Jewish people except one nation. and that is United States of America. America is holding up pretty good so far, but if she don't hold up under supporting the Jewish people and helping restore, amen, the city of Jerusalem and help the Jews and evangelizing the Jewish nation and praying for the Jewish nation and praying for the lost and praying for those that don't know Jesus Christ as a personal Savior, we in trouble. Amen. We are definitely in trouble. And what we're going to do this evening, we're going to pinpoint this Antichrist, and I'm going to try to pinpoint it for you, make sure that you know where I'm coming from. Because he's alive today on the face of this earth right now. Right now. Right now, the Antichrist is alive. We're going to go over some characteristics of this Antichrist that the Bible gives. It gives us over 50 characteristics of the Antichrist. I'm only going to give you 10, amen, the things that he's going to do when he comes on the scene. When he comes on the scene, he cannot come on the scene. Now listen, he cannot come on the scene until the rapture of the church occurs. And that is the body of Christ must be removed from the planet before the Antichrist can come on the scene and be revealed to the world. He's already revealed in the Word of God according to the scripture. And of my study, the book of Revelation for over 56 years has fallen on down to this present day. I've checked the Middle East. I checked the nations of the world. I've been looking into the botanical encyclopedia and different kinds of encyclopedias that have information on history of the world, history of nations, and history of this Antichrist. A lot of people say, oh, you can't find him. You can't find him. Ain't nobody don't know where he at. Well, God don't leave his people blind. God don't leave his prophets blind. God reveals in his word exactly where the Antichrist is coming from, how long he will reign on the earth, what country he will come from, and what he will do according to the word of God. There's one thing I don't do. I don't make this up. This is real. This is authentic. This is the scripture that's given in the Bible about this man that's on the face of the earth right now. And he's walking and he's talking and you can see him. He's been on TV. He's been around the world. And now he is getting ready and prepared to come on the scene because the nations of the world is in a mess and they can't find no leader. They can't find no president. They can't find no king or priest that can make this world any better. And in fact, there's not going to be nobody to make this world any better. This Antichrist is going to fool a lot of people because when he come on the scene, he's going to come on a peace platform. He's going to come on a peace platform, and he's going to have answers for the people saying that he will bring peace to the earth. But actually, he's lying. He's lying. He's telling the biggest lie that you can tell, and that is he's going to try to convince the world that he is Jesus Christ. And he is not Jesus Christ. He's the Antichrist. He's an instrument that Satan is going to use during the time of tribulation. Okay, before I even give the name of where he's coming from, or how I got here, what nation he's coming from, and how he will rule, we're going to find some characteristics on things that he's going to be able to do during the tribulation period. The tribulation period is almost here. The seventh week spoken by Daniel the prophet is almost here. It can happen any minute. In a moment of a twinkling of an eye, Christ can remove his body from this earth. In the minute, the split second that he does that, then the world will go into a peace settlement. In Egypt, they will try to settle a peace covenant with Israel and the Arab countries. This will not work. This will be a fake peace. But before we get into that, we want you to get familiar with the characteristic that this man is going to have and what he's going to do during the time of the tribulation period. I'm going to give you 10 characteristics of this Antichrist and go over it with you very carefully in the Word of God. I want you to pray with me that you'll get an understanding on what time and season that we're living in. 10 characteristics of the Antichrist, and there's actually over, there's about 50, but I'm just going to give you 10 and deal with 10 and see, amen, if you can understand what's getting ready to happen. All right. 10 characteristics of the Antichrist. Actually, like I said, there's more than 10, but these are the most obvious in the Word of God. In 2 Thessalonians 3, 2 Thessalonians 2nd verse, the 3rd and 4th chapter, says, don't let anyone deceive you in any way, for that day will not come until the rebellion occurs and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the man doomed to destruction. He will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshiped, so that he sets himself up in the God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. This verse is found in 2 Thessalonians. In the Word of God, it's found in the 2 Thessalonians, the 2nd chapter. And it reads like this. I warn you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, by our gathering together to him, be ye not soon shaken in mind, nor be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, or by letter, as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed. He's here. He's on the planet right now, but the world don't know nothing about it. He hasn't been revealed to the world. He cannot be revealed to the world. And the reason why he cannot be revealed to the world, because the church is still here. And since the church is still here, he cannot come, because those that's in the church, those born-again believers, holy, sanctified, redeemed ones will catch on real quick exactly who he is. But the church is going to be removed so Israel can get a grip on what God is going to do with Israel in the last 7 years of human history. It says that who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he has God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. What's going to be taken out of the way? The church is going to be taken out of the way. The church is the body of Christ, right? And Jesus Christ is a male. Amen. So his body will be a male body. So you will use him as a whole man. The church is the body of Christ, born of baptized, Holy Ghost-filled, redeemed saints that have given their lives to Christ and have repented of their sin and put all their hope and trust and joy in Jesus Christ. They are determined, amen, amen, and they are determined to serve God with all their hearts, mind, strength, soul. And we know there's some strong saints in the church. There are some weak saints in the church. There are some disobedient saints in the church. There are some lazy church in the saints. There are some dedicated saints in the church. So let me tell you, everybody can't live, amen, like God want them to live, but they can be saved. By what? The grace of God. You're not saved by works. You're not saved by looks. You're saved by the grace of God. And so we all must grow in grace. Some people grow faster than others. Some people are stronger than others. That's why the Bible said, let the strong bear the infirmities of the weak. There are carnal Christians in the church. They believe that Jesus Christ died for them, but they're living in the flesh. They're struggling. They're trying to overcome the lust of the flesh. And so they're battling, not against flesh and blood, but against the prince power of the air. So everybody that says, Lord, Lord, don't mean they're going to heaven. That's why the Bible says you must be born again. That's why the Bible says we are going to get rewarded. The saints of God, those that have been born again, are going to get rewarded at the judgment seat of Christ, which will be at the time of the rapture. When the rapture comes, amen, God's going to take all the saints to heaven. He's going to redeem the body and give us a glorified body. I want you to understand that. So when the saints are raptured up, we will go to the judgment seat of Christ immediately. Immediately, we will go to the judgment seat of Christ, and all the saints of God, those that have been redeemed. Anybody that has not been born again will not be at the judgment seat of Christ. That's a promise. You must be born again. Makes no difference the color of your skin, your ethnic background. Makes no difference how long you've been going to church. Make no difference how long you've been singing in the choir. Make no difference how much education you got. The only way that a man can ever enter the kingdom of God, they must come to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And they can find salvation at the cross. Jesus Christ died. Oh, didn't he die? He died on the cross for our sins, all our sins, our past sins, our present sins, and our future sins. We are no longer walking in darkness. We're walking in the light. Jesus Christ said, I am the light of the world, and as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. And if you know Jesus Christ in your life, saved and sanctifies you, you are to walk in the light of God. Amen. We all can do for a whole lot of growing. There's a whole lot of saints need to grow up, amen, and be saints of God. There's a whole lot of saints that need, amen, the power and the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Amen. You're only baptized once with the Holy Ghost, but there's many, many refills, many refills. Paul had to be refilled. Men who are on the battlefield have to be refilled many of times with the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is their strength. The Holy Spirit is what keeps them going. The Holy Spirit is determined, amen, to take us through this journey on this planet until we meet the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. God is not after the color of the skin. He's after souls of men. Amen. God loves everybody. You hear what I said? There is no such thing as a black church or a white church or a Puerto Rican church or a Jew church. There's no such thing. The church is the body of Christ of born-again believers. This Antichrist that's coming on the scene is not Jesus Christ. He will fake and give the world a false announcement that he is Jesus Christ when the world is looking for a deliverer to deliver them from what? Can't deliver from nothing. This Antichrist is not going to deliver you. This Antichrist is going to deceive people and make them believe that everything's going to be all right. But let me tell you right now, everything is not going to be all right. It's going to get worse than what it is or ever will be. The coronavirus is nothing but a gateway for the world and the socialists and the dictators to verify the mark of the beast. Now they're telling you that if you haven't had your shot, they're going to try to make it mandatory that you get a shot mandatorily. They haven't passed it yet, but they're working at it. And the reason why they're working at it, because they want to bring in the mark of the beast. And the Antichrist, when he comes on the scene, he's going to make it seem like it's real sweet and honest, but it's going to be distrusting. It's going to be the biggest lie that the world has ever heard. And that is, this Antichrist is going to tell the world that he is Jesus Christ, and he is not Jesus Christ. He ain't nowhere near Jesus Christ. He is the Antichrist. He will be influenced by the devil, Beelzebub. He will be influenced by Lucifer. He will be influenced by Beelzebub. He will be influenced by demonic powers that come out of the pits of hell and cause the world to believe that he is Jesus Christ. Yes, I know Jesus Christ is coming again, but he will not come until the end of the seven-year tribulation. Because before the seven-year tribulation occurs, amen, the Antichrist got to come, and he's going to rule and reign for 7 years. The seven-year reign of the Antichrist will end up with the second coming of Jesus Christ. Because when this Antichrist gets his job through, he's going to turn the world into a living hell. You hear what I said? The world's going to be turned into a living hell. The first 3.5 years will be a semi-peace. But the last 3.5 years is going to be hell on earth. You talking about trouble. You talking about problems. You talking about situations. You talking about diseases. You talking about killing and murdering. You talking about homosexuals. You talking about lesbianism. It's going to get worse and worse. And men are going to almost totally rebel against the God of heaven. And when they rebel against the God of heaven, the wrath of God is going to fall on this earth. Man, let me tell you something. Don't let no preacher tell you. Don't let no preacher tell you. Don't let no deacon tell you. Don't let no pope tell you. Don't let no evangelist tell you. Don't let nobody tell you that Jesus Christ is not coming back to this earth, because they're a lying wonder. They're lying. But this here man that I'm talking about, he's going to set in the temple that the Jews are getting ready to build. You hear what I'm saying? He's going to set in this temple that the Jews are preparing to build right now. They're working on it day and night, 24/7. They're planning to rebuild and reconstruct the temple that they lost in 70 AD. The temple, they have been without a temple since 70 AD. Until the return of Jesus Christ, just before Christ comes back, the Antichrist is going to get a verification and a covenant that they can rebuild this temple, and this temple is going to be rebuilt by the Jewish people, and they're working on it, my friends. They're working on it, my friends. The Jews are the sign, the biggest sign, that Christ is getting ready to return. There's no other sign bigger than the Jewish nation planning to build a temple back in their land, looking for the Messiah, telling them the Messiah, that they believe that this man is coming, is the true Messiah, and he's going to sign a covenant with the Jewish people and promise them 7 years of peace. And in the middle of the 7 years, he's going to turn on them. He's going to turn into a Dracula. He's going to turn to a dragon. He's going to turn to a beast. And his main aim is to wipe off the Jews from the face of the earth. And that's what they're trying to do, the Iranians and the Hezbollahs and the Hamayas and all those Gentile nations in the Middle East want to wipe the Jews off the face of the earth because the devil hates the Jew. You hear what I said? The devil hates humanity too. But the devil really hates the Jewish people because the Jewish people is his defeat. The Jewish people are the ones that wrote the Holy Bible through the Holy Spirit as God gave them utterance. The Jews are the ones that brought the Messiah into the world. The Jews are the only nation that God used up on this earth for 6,000 years. 6,000 God has used the Jews to let the world know that there's only one, one true living God, nobody else. Before him, nobody after him, nobody in between him. He is a God of the universe. He's the God of ages. He's the God of eternity. He's our Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. And if you're not worshiping God in the spirit and in truth, you're not worshiping nothing but idolatry. Idolatry is in the land. It's all through the land. People are worshiping anything today. And the reason why, because Satan got the hold of men's souls. He's got a touch on their souls. And men won't let go of Satan. They prefer to serve Satan. They prefer to worship Satan. They prefer to do his bidding. And yet and still God has given man mercy and kindness and gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And man has turned his nose up at the plan of salvation, which is only through Jesus Christ. I don't care what nobody say. People can get mad at me if they want to. Let me tell you, there ain't no religion that I know that brought salvation to this world. Look over here. No religion that I know in the present world before me and in the present world now and even after I'm dead and gone. There's no religion that brought salvation to save mankind. Because let me tell you something. Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is a relationship. A divine relationship, a spiritual relationship, a relationship with Jesus Christ through his shed blood on Calvary's cross. He is the only one in the whole orbit universe that died for the sins of man. And the reason why he was able to die, because he was God. Jesus Christ is God Almighty. Yes, he is. He's all God. He's all man, 100% man and 100% God Almighty. And God gave his only son, gave himself. Ooh, he became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld the glory of the only begotten son, which is in the bosom of the Father. In Acts 4:12, Apostle Paul said, there is no other name given under heaven whereby men can be saved than the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the way. Jesus Christ is the truth. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God. Jesus Christ is the crucified one. Jesus Christ is the resurrected Christ. Jesus Christ is the one that's coming back to this earth and going to judge the world in righteousness. In righteousness. The Antichrist is on his way. He's going to arrive first. And when he arrives, amen, he's going to bring all these religions with him. He's going to bring Jehovah Witness with him. He's going to bring the humanist with him. He's going to bring all the occults and the evolution there. He's going to bring the witchcraft and the atheism. He's going to bring Buddhism and Taoism. He's going to bring Islam. He's going to bring circleism. He's going to bring Judaism. He's going to bring the paganism. He's going to bring agnosticism. He's going to bring the Hinduism. He's going to bring the spiritualism. He's going to bring the schism. He's going to bring the psychologists. He's going to bring the deists. He's going to bring the voodoo, Satanists, and secularism. He's going to bring Mormonism. And there's over 8,000 different kinds of ways that men are trying to reach God. And man cannot reach God at all except through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the only way man can be reconciled back to God. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me. Satan got Adam and Eve in the garden. Ever since then, he's been ripping the human race apart. He's been ripping the youth today. He's been ripping babies, and he's been ripping young women. He's been ripping anybody that gets in his way. He don't want nobody to recognize the blood of Jesus Christ. He don't want nobody to recognize the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. He don't want nobody to recognize anything about the cross and the burial and the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, because that's the only way that a man can ever come in the right relationship with Jesus Christ. I know what you're saying. A lot of people say, well, I'm in a denomination. I don't care what denomination you're in, because I'm a Baptist, and just because I'm a Baptist, that don't mean I'm going to heaven. Just because you're a Methodist, that don't mean you're going to heaven. Just because you are the Church of God in Christ, that don't mean you're going to heaven. And just because you say I've been baptized and at my church, that don't mean you're going to heaven. The Bible says the only way that a man can enter in, he's got to repent. The Bible said, Jesus said, except a man repent, he shall likewise perish. I don't care how much education you got, it's not good enough. I don't care the color of your skin and your ethnic background. You need to know who Jesus is. And when you find out when Jesus is, guess what? You can be a candidate to be born again. When you confess your sin to Jesus Christ, not to the Pope, and not to the cardinals, and not to no kind of secularism religion, because religion can take you to hell. Religion is taking more people to hell than anything on this planet. Religion is an act of service in which you serve. Who are you serving? Who are you serving? You say you're serving God? Well, you can't serve God until you acknowledge who Christ is. You can't be a servant of God until you acknowledge that Jesus Christ is God's Son, God himself, until you bow your knees down and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You are on your way to hell. And the devil knows that there is a hell. There is a hell. There is a hell as sure as you're born. I put everything I got on the Word of God. Everything I got, I put it on the Word of God. I ain't leaving nothing out. I'm going to bring it right on down the line. My friends, you don't want to go to hell. You don't want to suffer eternally for your own sin. You don't want to tell God and say, Lord, I think I can go to heaven if I just go ahead and do the best I can. No, best you can ain't going to do it. Lord, I think I'll die on the cross for myself. No, you can't do it. You are a sinful creature. You are filthy. You are crooked. You are a liar, and God is true. Why? Because the Bible says, let every man be a liar, but let God be true. Every man on this earth that ever born from Adam and Eve until this present day was born in sin and shaping in iniquity. And when this Antichrist comes, he's not going to reprove sin. He's not going to say nothing about what you are. You can be a whoremonger, a liar, a lesbian, a drunkard, an incest person. You can be anything you want to do. The only thing that this Antichrist wants is want you to worship him. And when you worship him, you're actually worshiping the devil. So if you're in your sin, when the Antichrist come and you see him, because you are going to witness him if you don't be caught in the rapture. And if you are left here, then you're going to have to face the Antichrist, and you're going to see the man I'm getting ready to talk about and let you know where he at and what he's going to do. So in case if you don't go to heaven, woo, if you miss the rapture, and the only one way you can miss it is that you refuse. You refuse to accept Christ. That's the only way you can miss it. And you can be going to church for 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years. You can go to church so much that your face in the front, your face will look like the front door of the church. You can do all the good you want. You can prophesy. You can do all these things you want. And Jesus talks about those kind of people. He said, now, they go at the judgment seat and stand at the judgment seat of the nations, and they're going to say, didn't we cast out devils? Didn't we prophesy? Didn't we do more miracles? Didn't we tell things that came, some came true and some didn't? Lord, I know we did. I know. And the Lord said, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. You lying. You were hypocrites. You were professing that you know Christ and you don't know him. You don't know him, and if you don't know him, hell will be your home. And I don't say that in anger. I don't say that in meanness. I don't say that. I say that as a warning. Don't you let your soul die. Don't you let your soul leave your body and your body be put in the grave. Because if you leave this world, Lord, have mercy. Ooh, if you leave this world without Christ, you will lift your eyes up in hell, crying and regretting the day you was born. But I know Christ is coming, but he's not going to come until at the end of the tribulation period. But first, his Antichrist is going to sit in the temple. He's going to sit in that temple, and he's going to confess that he is God Almighty. And he's going to do it on one great miracle that will stun the whole world. It will stun the universe on what this Antichrist is going to do in the middle of the tribulation period. In the middle of the tribulation period, you will find this in the 12th and 13th chapter of Revelation. In the middle of the tribulation period, this Antichrist is going to do something that he's going to desecrate the temple and claim that he is God Almighty. What is it, Brother Bazard? What is he going to do? Well, I tell you what he's going to do. He's going to come on the scene, and he's going to give the world a false peace, and the world is going to accept the false peace. But out of nowhere, Satan got a plan that God is going to permit him to do, and that is the Antichrist is going to be assassinated. He's going to be killed. And there's going to be a bullet that opened up his head. And his brains are going to be what? Splattered open like President Fitzgerald Kennedy. Brains were splattered all over the back seat of the car when they assassinated him. When they assassinated him in that day and time, they thought that President Kennedy was going to come from the dead and be the Antichrist. They thought that. Some people thought that, but that wasn't it. That was an example of what's going to happen to the Antichrist, because he's going to be assassinated to a deadly wound to the head. Now, you say, well, Brother Bazaar, where did you get that information? I got it from the 13th chapter of Revelation. This is the great assassination of the Antichrist. That's the 13th chapter of Revelation. Let's read it and see what happens. In the 13th chapter, the third verse, we'll go right there. And I saw one of his heads as it was wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, semicolon. And all the world, what you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about majority of the world, the majority of the population of the world, wondered after the beast, and they worshiped the dragon, Satan, which gave power unto the beast. When they start worshiping the beast, they're actually worshiping Satan. Because what's going to happen, he's going to be assassinated. And he's going to lay in the morgue. He's going to do what? A duplicate, fake, phony resurrection of depravity of sin. He's going to lay in the morgue for 3 days, dead. D-E-A-D, dead. Christ was slain on a tree, hung up there for 6 long hours. dropped his head between the locks of his shoulder and gave up the ghost, went down into hell, stayed there for 3 days and three nights, and on the third day morning, he got up with all power in heaven and earth in his hand. And now Christ is able to save you to the utmost. And Satan comes along in the middle of the tribulation. And by the power of God and the love of God and the mercy of God, God is going to permit Satan to do a duplicate resurrection. But it's going to be a faith-only resurrection. This Antichrist will lay in the morgue for 3 days and three nights. And at the same time, we go back to the 12th chapter. And in the 12th chapter, it says there was a war in heaven. The devil and his angels fought against Michael and his angels. And Michael overpowered Satan, and Satan was cast to the earth. And while he was cast to the earth, Satan's plan was to go and be incarnated into the body of the Antichrist. Satan is going to be able to resurrect the Antichrist from the dead and heal his deadly wound. And when he gets up from the deadly wound, the world is going to be marveled. They're going to be marveled. They're going to go wacko. They're going to go crazy. They're going to shout. And they're going to say, yes, this man is God Almighty. He is the eternal one. He is the one that's going to bring peace to the earth. And this is the one that's going to bring destruction to the earth. Because after he, what? After he comes back from the dead, he's going to consider himself as being God Almighty. And the Jewish temple that the Jews are going to build, he's going to go into the Jewish temple and desecrate it. He's going to take the Ark of the Covenant. He's going to take the bullocks and the animals, and he's going to set in the holies of holies and discard the Jewish sacrifices and Jewish of slain animals, and he's going to say that he is God Almighty, and there is no other God before him, and the world is going to be marveled at it. And he's going to set up a what? A computer, a robot. The image of the beast, he's going to set it up in the temple. And he's going to cause all small and great, rich and poor, bond and free. And he's going to put out a, he's going to put out a mandatory law. Listen to this. He's going to put out a mandatory law worldwide. You hear what I said? Worldwide. Because now he has been resurrected from the dead, and by that, the devil gives him power to be called, call himself God Almighty, and he's going to have control of people's minds, people's hearts, and people's will to tell them, if you do not fall down and worship the image of the beast, you will be killed. You will be slaughtered. You will be beheaded. You will be what? Slain by what? A guillotine. Yes. Yes. Yes, guillotine are in the United States of America right now. Y'all listen to me. I said 60,000 guillotines are in the United States right now. And you say, well, who brought them over here? Who suggested that the guillotines will be brought over here from overseas? And they're going to bring more because America is going to fall under a persecution of killing Christians. They're trying to get rid of Christians today. People are burning churches. People are shutting down churches. Preachers are quit preaching. Why? Because they've been preaching the lie all these years, and now they don't know what to preach. And God didn't call them. They called themselves, and now they don't know what to preach. They can't talk about end times because they don't know nothing about it. They haven't been anointed to let the world know. They've been preaching prosperity. They've been telling people how much money they got. They've been telling people how much education they got. They've been telling people where they've been and where how they're going, and they are not concerned about the souls of men, and they have not been preaching the blood of Jesus Christ. They have not been preaching about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They have not been saying that Jesus Christ was manifested in the flesh and seen of angels and justified by the Spirit and received up in the glory. They have been telling a bunch of lies, and they can't even preach the gospel, and that's why God said, I'm going to remove the church, and when I remove the church, I'm going to bring Israel on the scene, and Israel is going to finish up the 7 years that I owe them from 483 years that I cut them off at the cross, and now the 7 years that I owe them, I'm going to give them the 7 year tribulation, that through the tribulation, they tell me the Jews are going to preach the gospel of the kingdom. What you saying, preacher? I'm saying the Jews are going to preach 7 years the gospel of the kingdom, because the church will not be here on this earth, and there won't be no gospel preachers until God sends the gospel preachers, until God sends the two witnesses. And at the beginning of the tribulation, God is going to send 144,000 witnesses, not Jehovah Witness, because they ain't got nothing to do with, not the Baptist, not the Presbyterian, not the Nazarene. These are 144 Jewish men that will preach the gospel for 3.5 years, and they're going to let the world know that Jesus Christ is coming back to rule and reign in the millennium reign of Jesus Christ. And they're going to preach 365 days a year. They're going to preach 1,260 days, 42 months. Woo! It's going to, the world is going to witness. They're going to witness the Jew, because the gospel came to the Jew first, and the Jews rejected it. And God went to the Gentiles and cut off the Jew. Now, in the end time, he's going to grab the Jew back in and cut the Gentiles off, because God is going to deal with the Jews the full 7 years. He's going to give them the opportunity to preach the gospel for 7 years. 3.5 years for the 144,000, and 3.5 years for Moses and Elijah. They are going to tear the world up. Woo! They're going to... Man, you talking about a revival. It's going to be a universal revival. It's going to be a revival where people are going to be filled with the Holy Ghost. People are going to be shouting. People are going to be giving up their lives for the cause of Christ. And men, women, boys, and girls are going to see the hand of God moving upon this world like never before. Why? Because the Jews are going to let you know this is the last 7 years. This is the end of time. This is where God has said, I'm going to make my last run. That through the tribulation period, there's some people going to get saved. After. You hear what I said? People are going to get saved after the rapture of the church, because the church age almost over. If anything, during the tribulation period, there's going to be house-to-house service. The church building will be closed down. The church itself, the body of Christ, will be gone to heaven, because the church will not go through any part of the tribulation period. Never. Never will. Never. God ain't never planned it. He said, I'm going to remove my body. This is the body of Christ. The body of Christ has already suffered for 2,000 years. They don't talk about the church, undermine the church, try to get rid of the church, and they can't get rid of it because Jesus told them disciples in Philippi, Caesarea, he said, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And let me tell you, the devil think he's winning. Ha, 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 ha. The devil think he's winning. The devil thinks he's winning, and he's losing every day. He's losing every day. And the only one that's really, really, really losing is the souls of men that reject Christ. The people who reject Christ is fighting a losing battle. If they reject Christ, They're telling God Almighty, God, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I'm going to die for my own sins. Just let me have my fun. I don't want to accept the blood of Jesus. I don't want to accept the cross. I don't want to accept the resurrection. I don't want to accept the resurrection. Okay, if you don't want to accept it, then what Christ did for you, you're going to have to do for yourself. Even if you could do, die. If you could die for yourself, there's nobody is going to resurrect you up. Nobody. You will go straight to hell, never get out. Because no sinner, no hypocrite, no liar, no whoremonger, no lesbians, no homosexuals, no sodomites can resurrect themselves from the dead. Can't do it. There's no power in the resurrection in sin. Sin don't have no power to resurrect. Only Jesus Christ had the power to resurrect himself. And if you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and let him come into your heart, when the trumps of God blow, whether you're dead or whether you're alive, if you die in Christ, and if you're in Christ when he comes, you're going to be changed in a moment of a microscopic second and be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, and you shall ever be with the Lord. And that means that when the rapture comes, the church will be in heaven, and there will be nobody there that's not saved. Nobody. If you're not saved, that's A-V-E-D, you will not be in the rapture. You won't be there because works won't do it. You're not saved by works. You're saved by faith through grace. Lest any man should boast that he got saved on his own works. Jesus Christ did all the work, and by faith you can accept him as your Lord and Savior and be saved and sanctified and become a child of God. The Antichrist is here in the land, and he will set in this temple that the Jews are getting ready to build. They are working on it. Listen to what it says in Thessalonians. He was set in the temple. He was set up an image of the beast. And he will be resurrected from the dead. And the devil will incarnate himself in that body. The devil is coming to earth, my friends. Well, Brother Bazaar, where did you get that at? I got that in the 12th chapter of Revelation. In the 12th chapter of Revelation, it says this. This is a galactical war between Michael and his angels and the dragon. And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought and his angels. The war in heaven is going to take place in first and second heaven. First and second heaven is in the atmosphere. First heaven is where the clouds are. Second heaven is where the galaxies and the eons and the aeons and the black hole and the quasars. That's second heaven. And third heaven is God's throne. Lucifer was known and created by God. He was created in the third heaven. God spoke him into existence, and his name was Lucifer, son of the morning. And he rebelled against God. By his beauty, he thought he could overthrow God. And he took one-third of God's angels, and they were cast to the earth. And he became the prince power of the air. And he rules in high places. So he ruled first and second heaven. And what you see things flying in the air known as UFOs are demonic spirits. And they're getting closer and closer and closer to the earth until in the middle of the tribulation, Michael will literally, literally cast Lucifer and all his angels to earth. Demons are going to invade this planet. Demons, devils. Devils are going to invade this planet. And they are going to possess men because men today do not want the love of God. They don't want righteousness. They don't want peace. They don't want goodness and mercy. They don't want that. They want to kill, rob, destroy. They want to blow up each other. They want to murder each other. They want to do it. And so men have rejected Christ, and God is going to give them what they want, because God will give you what you want. If you want the devil, if you want the devil, God said, okay, but you're going to be sorry. I died for you. I suffered for you, that you will serve me. But if you want the devil, I can't do nothing about it. If you want him, you can have him. But don't blame me when the lake of fire comes and you have to burn forever and ever 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 and more ever than after ever, more ever, forever in torment because you rejected my plan. And according to the word of God, majority of the world is lost. According to the word, hell is going to enlarge itself. According to the word, more people going to hell than any other place on the planet. And yet still, people mocking God, laughing at God, jeering God, cussing God out. And God says, oh, I love you so much, but you got to repent before I can accept you in my kingdom. If you don't repent, you can't get in. If you don't have a broken up heart towards sin and a sorrowful heart towards me and serving and sinning against the holy God, then you have to pay for your own sins. So you want to know what UFOs are? UFOs are fallen angels. And Michael right now, is preparing for a battle to kick Satan out of first and second heaven. And he's coming to earth. When he comes to earth, he's going to the bottomless pit. After the bottomless pit is opened up and he's loosed up again to deceive the nation, he's going to the lake of fire. So his five I wills has failed, because everything Satan said, I will. Oh, yeah, let me get there and show you what I'm talking about. In Isaiah 14th chapter of Isaiah, it says that Lucifer said this. 14 and 12 says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nation? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into the heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mountain of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. He got all these I wills, I wills, I wills, and he ain't done nothing but cause destruction in the land. And God said, I will bring you down. I will bring you down. I will bring you down as an abominable branch. So right now, this Oswell and all these government officials have been in contact with these demons. Yes, the Pope, the Vatican is in cahoots with these UFOs. The government is in hooks with the UFOs because they're getting ready to come down here and bring judgment upon the wicked generation. Because the wicked generation has said to God, we don't want you to come. You stay in heaven, we'll stay down here. We're going to do what we want to do, and don't bother us, because if you try to come down here, we're going to try to prevent you from coming down here, and that's what the devil's trying to do, and it ain't going to work. He's got to go. He got to go because his time is winding up. Every day, every minute, every second, the time for the devil, amen, is winding up. And that's why he's roaring like a lion, seeking who he may devour. He don't care who you are, what you are, and where you coming from. In the book of the 12th chapter, this is what it says. And prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. There ain't no more. Satan will no longer be the prince power there. He's coming down. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. All right. Oh, did you see today? All the hellions and all the demons. That's the prince power of the air right now coming down here. And they're going to rule the last 3.5 years. Demons are going to rip this people love the devil so much, they will give anything to get their pleasures of life and do whatever they want to do and never mind God. Never mind the crucified one. Never mind the shed blood. Never mind the tears. Never mind the agony and the pain that Jesus went through for our sins. Never mind it. The world is saying, I don't care. And these demons will actually infiltrate the world the last 3.5 years. It's going to be hell on earth in the middle of the tribulation period. The guillotine will be activated. And Barack Obama is the man that brought the guillotines in 2016. 60,000 guillotines at the army bases down there in Atlanta, Georgia, and Alabama. The FEMA camps, 800. They got plastic coffins for the bodies that were beheaded. They got train cars to put the fetters on them and ship them to concentration camps. The world is going to socialism. The world is going to a dictatorship type government. People disrespect America no more. They don't care nothing about America and its future. They don't took God out the government. They don't took God out of some of the churches. They don't took God out of the homes. They don't took God out everywhere. And that's why you're catching the tragedy of life and the perplexity of life. Nobody has a reason to treat God like they treat him. He's so good and so merciful, and yet they treat him like he's some kind of foreign God, but he's not no foreign God. He's a real God. He's a God of God and Lord of Lords. And this devil is coming down here, incarnated in the Antichrist. And after the 3.5 years, after the 144,000 Jews preached the gospel for 3.5 years, 1,260 days, the world is going to hear the gospel preached by the Jews, and they tell me there's going to be a great harvest. There's going to be a great revival when the world hears the Jews, Israel, the Hebrew race, stand for righteousness and stand for the God of the universe. And it's going to be such a number that no man can number. And John looked over there and said, now where did these come from? And who are they? And they said, don't you know John? John said, no. He said, these are they that came through great trials and tribulation. These are the tribulation saints. These are the saints. These are the people that was left after the rapture that got saved during the preaching of the 144,000. In the middle of the tribulation, the 144,000 will be removed from earth. And then God says, after the Antichrist rises, and after he rises, he said, I'm going to send two prophets to continue of the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom of God. And they're going to preach for 3.5 years. It's going to be televised, Instagram, Facebook, Twitters. You name every way that the gospel can be preached, it's going to be done. And Jesus said the end shall not come until the gospel is preached all the world. It's going to get to the last nitty-gritty where God is going to send out 3 angels to circle the earth and cry out the gospel of the kingdom. Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, for the devil has come down. Woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. Do not receive the mark of the beast. If you receive the mark of the beast, you shall drink the wine and his wrath of the fornication. In other words, angels are going to preach the gospel. 3 are going to fly in the midst of heaven and literally preach the gospel until the world hears the full message of the crucifixion, death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God himself, made plans to redeem mankind from sin and degradation. This is what's getting ready to happen to the planet, and nobody's paying attention. No, we're not going to get back to the regular church service. I wouldn't want to get back to, because no more programs. Listen to this. Ain't no more programs. Banqueting and celebration and appreciating and all this. Ain't no more prosperity preaching. No, that's done. That's done. You can preach all the money you want. You can preach all the houses you want. You can preach all that garbage that they've been preaching and leave out the plan of salvation, men busting hell wide open because you won't stand up and tell what God required, not what I require, but what God required. And he required holiness or hell. And the only way you can become holy is you have to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. You cannot just say, I'm holy because you don't smoke, don't drink, don't lie, don't cheat, don't go out on dates, don't do nothing. You ain't holy. You only way you can be holy is faith in Jesus Christ, his shed blood on Calvary Cross, and the blood of Jesus Christ. Sanctify your soul by faith. And the world is trying to find another way to get to heaven without Jesus Christ. Woo! The Antichrist will try to take place of God. He will blaspheme God. And he opened his mouth in blasphemies against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle that is in those who dwell in heaven. This devil is going to be cussing up a storm. He's going to be cussing worse than a sailor. He's going to be blaspheming God to the T. And people today are blaspheming, cussing, using all kind of profanity, the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, name in vain, cussing, using the Lord God Almighty in vain. And this year, Antichrist will be the raw devil, and he is going to blaspheme everything that God stands for. And he stands for holiness, but he's going to try to downrate God. You big fool. He's a fool and another fool behind him. All the demons in hell done lost forever. And one thing about Lucifer, he cannot be redeemed at all. He can't be saved. And all the demons that fell from heaven cannot be saved. They cannot be redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. No. They're doomed for eternal damnation. So he will blaspheme God. Number 3, he will display miraculous power. Revelation 13:13, as he performed great signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to the earth in full view of the people. He's going to do miracles, all kinds of miracles. He's going to be a miracle maker. He's going to do magic and voodoo and hoodoo and shinto, all kinds of demons working miracles. And the devil can work miracles. He's going to do that. Now, I already said this. The Antichrist comes back to life, 13:13. The Antichrist rules in full authority. 3.5 years, he's going given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation. Revelation 13:5-7. The Antichrist will control the world economical system. He will force all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead so that they could not buy nor sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of its name. He will have control of the political system, the economical system, and the religious system. He will have full control of everything. He will own everything. He will be soul selling. And that's what people are doing today under the disguise of the Illuminati. The Illuminati are soul sellers. They come from Lucifer. Lucifer wants you to sell your soul to him, and he will give you the riches and fame and glory and all that you want if you let him, amen, buy your soul. If you give your soul up to Lucifer to get riches, you sold your soul to the devil. And I hope to God, if it's possible, that you may be redeemed before you die. But the only way that you never can come back to God is when you receive the mark of the beast. When you receive the mark of the beast, your soul is damned forever. You can cut off your hand, you're still damned forever because you have sold your soul to the devil and make an allegiance to Satan instead of believing on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. What profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? What would you give exchange for your soul? And if you don't believe in soul selling, I wish you would turn to the 4th chapter of St. Matthew's and see what the devil offered Jesus on the Mount of Temptation. He told Jesus, Christ, God's son, God himself. He said, if you will bow down and worship me, I'll give you the kingdoms of the world. I'll give you the Egyptian empire. I'll give you the Assyrian empire. I'll give you the Babylonian empire. I'll give you the Median Persian empire. I'll give you the Grecian empire. I'll give you the Roman empire. I'll give you the revived Roman empire, which is the New World Order, which is getting ready to come in power. Jesus, I'll give you all that if you will fall down and worship me, you fool. He got a lot of gall to come to God and want to buy God out. And Jesus said, thou shalt worship the Lord God Almighty and him only. Don't worship nothing else. Your mama, your daddy, your sister, your car, your money, your fame, your education. Don't worship nothing else but God Almighty. Don't bow down to nothing or nobody but God Almighty. And when you bow down to Jesus Christ, you're giving God the glory. You're giving God the honor. You're giving God the worship because Jesus Christ is God. And if you don't fall, if you don't fall down and worship Christ, you're damned forever. If you don't repent of your sins and come to Christ in an humble way and humble yourself, you're doomed forever. Because there's no other way you can escape hell than Jesus Christ. That's why I worship him. That's why I love him. That's why I thank him. That's why I'm going to live for him till I die. So the Illuminati's got that doctrine. The Hollywood movie stars and the big corporations. All the secret societies that we have worldwide. And just to give you some information, I'll name some secret societies for you. Amen. So you know what you're dealing with. You're dealing with Octopus Deus. You're dealing with the New Age movement. United Nations. The Club of Rome. The Knight Templars. The Skull and Bones. The Illuminati's. The Council of Foreign Relations. The Bilderbergs. The European Union. And Jesuits. The 12 Majestic. These men. These secret societies that is in the world today comes from Babylon in the 11th chapter of Genesis. These are under the influence of the devil. The devil is smooth. He is slick. Ooh, he is so slick that an ordinary man cannot outwit him. The only way that you can work Satan around the clock, Jesus Christ is the only one that can defeat the devil. You can't defeat him on your own. You can't whoop him on your own. You can't outsmart him on your own. You just can't do it. He's too old, too smart, and he's the great deceiver. The only way you can escape the wrath of God Almighty, you've got to come to Jesus Christ and not some preacher, not some little old Donald Duck that want to put himself on a pinnacle. Ain't no preacher on this planet. You better not even bow down to none of them. None of them. You bow down to Jesus Christ. And if Jesus didn't say it, you better leave it alone. Because a lot of these so-called prophets ain't hearing nothing from God. They making up lies. People believe it. Now, you can't go. You can go to church now, but you can't go like you used to. And you go to church to learn. You go to church to get information. You go to church to praise the Lord. You go to church to worship God. You go to church to get strength. You go to church to help each other. That's what you go to church for. People go to church. They're going for it the wrong reason. And if you're going to that other than spiritually, you ain't going to get nothing. You ain't going to get nothing. Because the church is a living, divine organism controlled by Jesus Christ. And he is getting it ready to be removed from this planet. The Antichrist will join in all religions. All religions will come together under this new world church, this world church. The world church is found in the 17th chapter of Revelation, that great whore that sitteth upon the beast with a golden cup in her hand and the name blasphemy on her forehead. For she is the mother of harlots and the mother of the earth that produces what? She produces sinners. She is the head of what? She's the head of the world churches. All churches will come together. And if anybody join in and link up with this church, most likely they don't even know who Jesus Christ is, because that's what the devil's going to do. He's going to say, let us all love one another, although we have different faiths. That's all right. We can, well, if you're gay, if you're a punk, if you're a faggot, that's all right. We'll just join in and love each other. We all God's children, but that's a lie. Everybody ain't God's child. If you have not the Spirit of Christ, you don't even belong, do you? And the Spirit of Christ comes by what? The sacrificial death of Jesus Christ. If you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, You're a child of the devil. The devil got you. You got love talk barreling all. I don't care how sweet you are. I don't care how good looking you are. God ain't concerned about how good looking. He's looking at your soul. Your soul is who? Eternally. You're going to spend eternity somewhere. Somewhere, when you die, you're going to spend eternity somewhere. And if you have never made your commitment by repenting, turning from sin, hate sin, resent sin, knowing that God hates sin, he hates it. He can't tolerate it, but so wrong. He can't live with sin. He can't be among sin. In the Old Testament, the priest, when he went into the holies of holies, he had to be spotless. If he was sweat, God couldn't, he could not come in the presence of God. If he was sweat. How holy is God? God is so holy that no unholy man can approach him. The only man that got close enough that he almost wanted to see his face was Moses. And God told him, no man can see my face and live, for I am so holy that the moon and the stars and the elements is impure to my sight. No righteous man, any man can come here with his chest out. He's got to bow down. In other words, he's got to respect God higher than the highest. John the Revelator fell down like a dead man. Jesus put his hand on his shoulder and said, fear not, John. I once was dead, but now I'm alive, and I live it forevermore. And I have the keys of death and hell. No sin will ever enter the kingdom of God. None, 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 none whatsoever. None. N-O-N-E, none. Heaven will be spotless. Heaven will be sinless. Heaven will be filled with nothing but the love of God. Nothing but love. Love everywhere. Love. God's love. Satan will never, never, never come in the presence of God Almighty again. He will be cast off into the bottomless pit and there stay for 1,000 years until the millennium reign is over. The Antichrist desecrates the temple. We like that. We have number 8, Antichrist attempt the destruction of Israel. Satan and all those under his rule have always sought the destruction of the Jews. The end times see this brought fruition. Daniel 11:40, he has said that at the time of the end shall the kings of the south push at him, and the kings of the north shall come against him like a whirlwind with chariots and horsemen and with many ships, and shall enter into the countries and shall overflow and pass over. He shall enter into the glorious land Jerusalem, and many countries shall be overthrown, but these shall escape out of the hand, even Edom and Moab and the chief of the Ammon. This happens after another treaty is broken at first, and he promised to help to be Jerusalem's savior, but he always is a liar. And the truth is not in him. He breaks one treaty after another, one promise after another, breaking them all. It is obvious that his power comes from the father of lies. Number 9, causes earth enemies, armies, to fight against Christ. Saw the beasts and the kings of the earth and the armies gathered together to wage war against the rider on the white horse. The final destiny is, I saw the beasts, the kings of the earth, and the armies gathered together to make war. And the false prophet works signs in his presence, by which he deceives those that receive the mark of the beast and those that worship him. These two were cast alive into the lake of fire, burning with brimstone. Watchman on the wall, my friends. I know I've been coming back and forth, over and over and over and over. I've been making repeats. But here we go to identify who this man is and what country he's in. According to Daniel, he sent 10 toes, 10 horns, 10 crowns, and 10 kings. These 10 kings represent the European common market that was formed in 1948. From 1948 to 1986, the countries that came in was Belgium, France, Italy, Luxembourg, Ireland, West Germany, United Kingdom, Denmark, Ireland, and Greece were the last 10. And these are the 10 horns that came up from amongst the 10 that came up in that time. And he said, then I saw another little horn. Now, get me understand now. This other little horn came up in the midst and among these other 10 horns. And the 11th horn made it complete, because this was a little horn that in which the Antichrist would come out of. Greece was the last one that came on the scene. And when Greece came in, that was the 10th horn. And in that horn, it had eyes and spoke great things against the Most High, which represent the Antichrist. And the 11th country, now here it is, the 11th country that came into the common market was Spain. And I paused a little bit there because I want you to get it. Spain was the 11th horn. It was the least, but it became the most powerful horn. And now, Spain leads the 10 other horns. And by it being the 11th horn, out of the 11th country of the European common market would come a man's name, which is the son of Juan Carlos, and his name is King Felipe. King Felipe, the king of Spain. He's a Latino, he's Jew, and he's Gentile. He is 6'6". His father ruled Spain from 1975 to 1986. And Generalissimo Franco died, and when he died, he said, I want Juan Carlos to be the heir of Spain. And he ruled Spain from 1975 until 2014. And Juan Carlos had a son born in 1968, June the 30th. 1968, he was born out of the European common market, the 11th horn, which is Spain. Spain is a very important country in biblical prophecy. The Spanish people come from Esau. Esau was the brother of Jacob. Jacob was known to be Israel. Esau gave his birthright to Jacob and lost it. When he lost it, Israel became the chosen one to bring the Messiah into the world. And Jacob wrestled with the Lord God Almighty all night long to receive a blessing so that Esau would not kill him because he took his birthright. and he couldn't get it back. And even the Spanish people today is angry at the Jewish nation because at 1492, the Inquisition of Jewish people being excluded from Spain caused the Spanish people to exclude the Jews from Spain and send them to America. And America was found on the Jewish principle of the Old and New Testament and Christianity. Praise God. And now, America has been blessed by God through supporting the Jewish problem. And America, if she don't repent and turn from her wicked way and support the Jewish people, we are going down the tube. We got to come back to God. We don't come back to God, we're out of here. America needs to repent. Not only America, but the whole world needs to repent. And the Bible says they won't repent. They won't turn from sin. They won't hate sin. And so what we got? We're living in the last days. We're getting ready to close the church age. The church age is almost about to close. The last church on the scene was Laodicea. And that was a lukewarm church. That was the church, was a hypocritical church. That was the church that would mingle with the world and join it together with all kinds of religions and coming under the one world government, which would fall into the 17th chapter of Revelation called the Great Whore. Because the church today is mingling with the world and doing whorish things and living whorish and lying and cheating and backbiting and doing all this. And Jesus said, you need a hot or cold. You're lukewarm. If you don't turn, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. And that means vomit. And vomit, God vomit hypocrites. He vomits them up. He said, I'll spit you out of my mouth. I remove the candlesticks. And after the true church is removed from the planet, this one world church will reunite with all world religions and come under the banner of satanic powers will control this woman that rides the beast. My friends, I hope you can understand what I'm saying. The coronavirus is nothing compared to what's getting ready to happen. And that is, the world will be turned over to Satan for 7 years. And Satan is going to deceive those that do not receive Christ in their life and cause the world to go under the one world religion system will be the false prophet. The Pope is a false prophet. He will prophesy to the world and say, listen to what he has to say and receive the mark of the beast and the number of his name in order for you to buy and sell. The Pope is going to point the world to the Antichrist. And the world is going to accept him because he is the Pope. Well, I don't care what he is. He's a man, unregenerated sinner. And he's going under the name of Christ and don't know Jesus Christ, don't know the Lamb of God, don't know the root and offspring of David, don't know him. He's just going in a form of having a fall, but he ain't got no power because he's compromising with the world when it comes down to true salvation. Oh, yes, he carries a cross with Jesus hanging on it. And by the way, Jesus ain't hanging on no cross no more. That's done. That's wrapped up. When he comes back, Jesus Christ is coming back in splendor glory. splendor of glory. How Jesus is going to look when he comes back, let me give you some information on how Jesus Christ is going to look when he comes back. First chapter in what? Revelation says, and I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes was flame of fire. His feet were like fine brass, as if he burned in the furnace. His voice was the sound of many waters, and he had in his right hand seven stars. Out of the mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shining in his strength. That's what Christ is going to look like when he comes back in glory. He's not going to look like he did when he was born a baby, and then when he stayed on this earth for 33.5 years. You're going to see the glorified Christ. You're going to see what Christ looked like glorified. A glorified body, because his blood has been shedded, and now he can only live in a glorified body. And when Christ comes back, he's going to glorify our bodies that will be like him, for we shall see him as he is. We will have a glorified body. In other words, we will not have a heartbeat. We won't have veins. We won't have, we'll be glorified. We'll have a new body that won't get sick, won't get old, won't worry no more. We'll have a perfect glorified body, just like Jesus. And the only way we can get that body is first, you must be born again. If you have not been born again, you will not get a glorified body. You will be left here after the rapture. So what I'm saying? I'm saying time is closing in. And all those that's laughing and jiggling and making fun of it and heckling and, oh, they're just having a good time. People partying up and down. Oh, people just having all kind of recreations and all kind of games and going places. Oh, that's going to stop one day. It's going to stop dead in its tracks. An angel in Revelation 10th chapter said, an angel came down in from heaven and put one foot on land and one on the sea, and held a little book up in his hand and say, the time that's now shall be no longer. And that's going to happen in the middle of the tribulation, because in the middle of the tribulation, the devil will only have 3.5 years left to do his destruction. Only 3.5 years left in the middle of tribulation. So he's going to be roaring. He's roaring now. And the main thing, his main thing, he said, if I can keep you away from the cross, if I can keep you away from the blood, if I can keep you away from the death and the suffering that Jesus Christ, and I get you to disbelieve that and reject it, I got you. I got your soul. I got your spirit forever. If you refuse the redemptive plan of your soul through Jesus Christ, you will pay for your sins. This Antichrist, King Felipe VI, King of Spain. That's the boy. That's the one that's getting ready to come on the scene. That's the one that's going to dizzle-dazzle the world. That's the one that the world is going to accept. That's the one that Satan's been working on for 6,000 years. The final fate of the devil and his angels and his plan to overthrow God's kingdom. He lost. He never will win, never can win. And so why would you want to serve something that you're on the losing side? Because if you in sin, you losing. If you in sin, you're losing. Because you must pay. You must pay for your wickedness. You refuse to let Jesus Christ pay for your sins. And you went on about your way. And you laughed and you heckled and you jekyll. Because this is what the Bible said that would happen in the last days. So ain't nothing new under the heaven. And this is what they're saying now. This is what the world is saying about the second coming of Jesus Christ. This is what they're saying. Third chapter, 2 Peter, third chapter. This second epistle, beloved, I write unto you, as but which I stir up your pure mind by the remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of this so-called second coming? Where's this stuff at? They say it's in the Bible, but man, I don't know. I can't read the Bible. I don't know what it's saying. But it says that they'd be saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Things are going on and on and on from the beginning of creation. It's been going on for 6,000 years, on and on and on and on, and it's still going on. It's going on now until it's getting so bad that the world is almost unfit to live in, but it's still going on. He said, listen to this. For this, they willingly are ignorant of that by the word of God, the heavens were of old and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that was then being overflowed with water perished, but the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved into fire against the day of judgment and perdition of all ungodly men. Yeah, where is the promise of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Brother Lazar? You've been preaching this thing for 56, almost 57 years. You've been telling me this over and over again, over and over, over again. And I ain't nothing happened. Oh, no, ain't nothing happened to you, but you don't know Bible prophecy. Because the Bible said it will get so bad that men will want to die and can't die. When judgment fall upon this world, men are going to be squirmishing. Men are going to be hollering. People's faces going to change. It's going to be a fright night for only for those that's in their sins. But it will be a bright day for those that look and hope for the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. These are the hours we are living in. These are the hours that the prophets of old talked about. These are the words that men would be saying in the last days. This year, crazy preacher preaching this stuff so much. It's like a broken record. Yeah, it's a broken record, all right. Yeah, but one day it's going to break you when you call out and say, oh, where's that crazy preacher at? He's telling the truth, and I'm telling the truth today. You need to prepare your soul. Not some way, but God's way. You need to quit thinking you're going to get to heaven off your mama, your daddy, your sister, your uncle, your aunt, or some preacher. You ain't going to get to heaven that way. They ain't die for you. They wouldn't even think about dying for you. Yes, they love you, but they ain't going to die for you. The only one that loves you and really loves you is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he paid the price. Once and for all, no more, no more. One day, there ain't going to be no more sin.
No more sin at all. Nowhere. God is going to destroy and cast it out of it somewhere in another universe. And the world is saying, ha, 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 ha. You crying whoop, whoop, whoop. And nobody ain't doing nothing. But God says, the day that you think not that the Son of Man come, he's coming. And he said, when I come, I'm going to find but little faith upon the earth. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man comes. They were eating and drinking, and they were killing, and they were child pornography. They was aborting. They was doing every wicked thing that you can see today and hear about and read about and look upon. They were doing the same thing, but now there's a more population up on the earth now. Over 7.1 billion people. And the world is getting worse and worse until God puts his foot down and said, now, Gabriel, Michael, come on, blow the trumpet. I'm getting ready to go down and pick up my body. My body that I purchased with my own blood. My body that was crucified and nailed to the cross. My body that was mutilated and ostracized. My body. Blood streaming down, and I didn't even get a drink of water. I called out to my God and said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? I hung out there for 6 long hours, to 9 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock in the afternoon. I hung a good while there, and then I shed all my blood. When I shed all my blood, I dropped my head between the locks of my shoulder and gave up the ghost. Yeah. And then I went down into hell itself. And I preached to those in prison. Yeah, for 3 days and 3 nights. And I took paradise and removed it from the bowels of the earth and brought them in the presence of God. Because now I did the ultimate sacrifice. The blood of bulls and goats and turtle doves could not take away sin. It just covered sin. Yeah, but my blood, my blood eliminated sin. It made it whiter than snow. Yeah, my blood removed sin from the soul and the spirit of man. And now I can abode inside of a man. I can live in a man. I can talk in a man. I can relate to a man because I'm greater than the man. I'm greater than any man in the world. Greater is he that's in you than any man in the world. Jesus can live in my heart. Jesus can live in your soul. Jesus is the heart and finish of my faith. Jesus Christ can live in you now and never to leave you nor forsake you ever. He said, lo, I be with you always, even to the end of the world. My friends, the Antichrist is here. The raptive church is just a step away. The war in the Middle East are stirring up. Russia is getting ready. Russia is going to try to captivate the Middle East and rule 3 continents. And God's going to stop it. God Almighty, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He said, I'm going to put hooks in Gog and Magog and turn them back. And I'm going to destroy 5/6 of their armies. I'm going to leave 1/6 of them left. I'm going to take the nations that come down upon Israel, and I'm going to destroy them with hailstone, brimstone, and fire. I'm going to cause such a confusion that men will kill each other. I'm going to shake the heaven and earth that the seas and the whales and all the animals and sea life will praise my name. I'm going to change the faces of men when they see the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm going to call out
I'm going to have them call out to the mountains and hills. And they're going to cry out. And in the book of Revelation 6 chapter, they're going to cry out to the hills and rocks. And this is what the Bible says they're going to do. He said, I'm going to call out to them. When I call out to them, he said, and the stars fell from heaven and to the earth, even as a fig casts her untimely leaves, when she is shaken with a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together to every mountain, and every island moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, the Illuminatis and the Luciferians and the men of war, they say great men, the rich men, and the chief captains and the mighty men, and every bond man and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us. Fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come. Who shall be able to stand? Who is going to be able to stand when this thing is all over? The only hope we have, and we will ever have, is in Jesus Christ. Period. It's not in things we do or things we say. It's an act of faith that except you repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost for the remission of your sins and call on the name of the Lord for salvation. Until you do that, you're not going to be happy. You're not going to be joyful. You got to come to Jesus Christ. And my friends, that's the truth. We will never get back. Church will open in a full blast. During the tribulation period, there won't be church. It'll be house to house. It'll be secret worship. People will be hiding from each other. People will be moving out of the city into the country. They got to get away from the city life, because the city life, you're doomed. You're doomed. You can't survive in the city life. That's why Jesus said, those that was in Babylon, come out from among them and be ye separated, says the Lord. So when the rapture occurs, and this great mother of harlots come on the scene, you got to come out from among her. Because one thing people are going to hell over. Three big things people are going to hell over. Number one, money. Number two, sex. Number three, position. So-called position in the church. They want to rule people. Three things, men. On a bus hell wide open. So the Bible says, except you turn from your wicked ways, you're going to perish. This is the hour that we're living in. We're living in the hour just before. The seventh week will be opening up after a while, spoken by Daniel the prophet. And the seventh week will be given to the nation of the Jews. And the Antichrist will give all he got to deceive the Jewish nation. But Christ is going to be the Hebrew defense. He's going to bring them up just like he brought them out of the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh will be destroyed. And the Antichrist will be destroyed, utterly burned with fire forever and ever. And all those that reject the redemptive plan of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, all those that, you hear what I said? Reject the plan of Jesus Christ will die and go to hell because they refuse the blood washed, sanctified, glorified Christ. I thank the Lord for this opportunity to come to you. This is Watchman on the Wall, Elder G. Bazaar, coming to you, letting you know that it's at the cross where salvation can be attained. No other way can it be attained but by Jesus Christ.
Stood in awe.